Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This good celebratory song, I believe Kix from the Junkies got on stage with Bret Michaels from Poison many years ago and sang the song. It's time to celebrate. The Caps go to the Stanley Cup Final.
Where's that champagne?
For the first time in 20 years.
Valdez brought in the nubbiest bottle of champagne you've ever seen.
Well,
like
at least
mini.
He brought in something. I'll give him credit.
He brought in something.
We could have brought it in.
Well, that's not my job. Well, I'm too busy taking my pants off.
You know this is being saved for when my brother has his baby.
Right.
That's going to be at the end of June, but I think this is more appropriate.
This is bigger. This is bigger than the birth of a baby, right?
Oh, way bigger. Let's be honest. Babies are born every single day. The Caps are going to the Stanley Cup Final for the first time in 20 years. You tell me which is more important.
It's crazy.
Please.
And I have to say, so I was listening to the opening of Grant and Danny's show yesterday, and those guys are being so nice, and they're like, they want it for Ovi, and I get it. I want it for Ovi, too, and Barry Trotz and everybody. And then at one point I heard Grant say, but he wants it mostly for the city of Washington. I got to tell you, I just want it for me. I want it more selfish. God bless. I want everyone to enjoy it, of course. But first and foremost, I want it for myself. And I'll be honest with you, I'm not even a huge Cavs fan during the regular season. I'm a bandwagon guy. I love it during the playoffs. But it just, being something that's lived here and been through the disappointment, I want to experience it again.
Kind of with you.
Been a long time.
I'm selfish. Yeah. Big surprise.
I want it for me.
Want it for me. Want it for my kids who have never seen any sort of winner ever in their lifetimes.
JP, you want a little bit? It's frozen, Valdez.
that's not on Valdez.
Oh, there you go.
I was the one that put it in the freezer.
Jesus.
I'll take a little.
There you go.
By the way, if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067, just to let you know, the last time the Tampa Bay Lightning scored a goal was in the second period of Game 5.
It really is.
Braden Holtby absolutely carried them.
Hey, JP, give me some of that. You won't drink as much as I gave you.
Here, mix in the warm one, and then it'll be good.
Oh, you have a couple of them?
I just have two.
Oh, yeah. Give me the warm one.
You always know it's a quality bottle of mini champagne when it has a screw-off top.
Yeah,
We
didn't even get to experience the pop.
60 straight saves for Braden Holtby. That's 159 minutes and 27 seconds of continuous play without allowing a goal. And about a month and a half ago, we thought he wasn't going to play in the Stanley Cup Final, let alone the playoffs. He wasn't going to play at all.
Right. The Caps only turned to him because Grubauer was so bad through the first two games. And you had to go back to your guy who had the playoff experience and hope that he would provide a spark, and he has. He helped carry them to the Stanley Cup Final.
And, of course, this is the first time Alex Ovechkin reaches the Stanley Cup Final. His 607 career goals, second most by a player making his first Stanley Cup Final appearance. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, and you saw the unbridled joy and enthusiasm. I mean, the embrace he had with Nick Backstrom. I thought they were going to start kissing each other on the lips at some point in the celebration last night.
So we probably should have a toast.
Awesome.
I'll keep it simple. Cheers, because we're actually going to be doing a show with the team in the finals.
This is like
of one
unprecedented
of the major sports
for us.
I understand the Washington Capitals have won championships and DC United has won a championship.
Fine.
But we haven't had the opportunity to legitimately do a show chasing a championship in 20 years.
Cheers to the Caps, and also cheers to their run for helping solidify what should be a number one ratings bonus for the Junks.
Well,
pretty much puts a stranglehold on it. I'm not going to lie. Just pulling back the curtain.
I don't believe in jinxes, but that's always been against Cakes
moment.
I'm
jinxing things?
No, because we were number one the previous
month.
I heard
from very, very trusted sources on this.
Oh, my God.
I won't divulge any sources, but I've heard it from...
We've been trending well. Really, for 2 years. We've had a 2-year run right now.
And the Caps win might just cement it. All I'm saying.
Cakes, I told you, it could be a Bostonian-like run.
Well, just the beginning.
Again, I'm not getting ahead of myself.
Yeah, come on. We got
just because, well, first of all, we haven't won anything.
We haven't. Haven't won anything.
Four more wins.
If they win, though, can we then legitimately talk about it?
About a Bostonian-like run?
Well, look, Boston's had the Patriots. I mean, the Celtics. The Celtics lost their two best players, and they're about to advance to the finals.
Why are you getting greedy? Let's just focus on the task at hand and win the Stanley Cup, and then we'll go from there.
If the Caps win the Cup, I think Valdez and I are gonna have to like sword fight or something. Like, I don't know, what do you do next?
Yeah. How do you one up what you're doing now?
How do you top no pants?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what you can do.
We'll get on a parade float and fight.
Going down Constitution Avenue.
All right, let's pick out some of these calls. We want to hear from you. Play a little celebratory music for me, Valdez. Come on.
It's so great to be talking hockey at this point because, let's be honest, over the years, this time of year, when it gets slow, when the Washington doesn't have a team in the playoffs, whether it's the Wizards or the Capitals, we've done pencil fighting on the air.
If the Caps had
lost, we've done paper football.
God forbid they had lost. We would have come in here. It would have been a funeral for the first hour. Then we would have moved on. And God forbid we would have had to talk about, like, Redskins mini
camp. No, we'd be talking about
Alex Smith throwing
the pigs that were turning down AWOD. Valdez's smelly Bozak.
No, Kicks is right. We would be talking about OTAs.
Oh,
it's funny.
OTAs are the worst.
I saw that in the online in the post today, and I was gonna click on it and print it out and say, "You know what? I don't need to.
You don't need it. We got a friggin' team to talk about that's still alive. It's so cool. What's it feel like, Cakes? We don't know.
Feels pretty amazing.
And you know what, Cakes? A good sign. In the next round, the Stanley Cup Final, they start on the road where they've been road warriors.
Aren't the Caps 8-2 on the road this postseason?
I do like that. There's something about the pressure of playing at home.
Won 3 out of 4 in this series alone against the top seed in the East.
You know what? Just to get people fired up, they're just getting in their cars and maybe watching the broadcast that didn't hear John Walton. Why don't you play the last 7 seconds or so? Now, it wasn't like it was some sort of game-winning goal. We could see this coming for the last few minutes there if you let yourself go and believe.
No, the game-winning goal happened in a minute, EB.
The game-winning goal happened within
a
minute.
I had to be nervous all that time until Burakovsky put the second one in.
I would have bet a lot of money that you were going to need at least 2 goals to win that game last night. A lot of money.
I said it many times. One goal's not enough.
Definitely not enough.
Burak took the bouncer right off Girardi's chest and put it behind Vasilevsky. Oh, I loved it.
Well, this is it. With 7.3 seconds to go, the pain and anguish that so many of us have felt over the last 20 years and throughout the Ovechkin era. The puck drops. Beagle winning the draw. Back out to center. And that is going to do it. Good morning. Good afternoon. And good night, Tampa Bay. The Washington Capitals are the 2017-2018 Eastern Conference champions.
I will drink to that.
There
and
we go,
you know what, Valdez? Actually tastes pretty good. Now, I don't have a discerning palate when it comes to
not
champagne.
Bad.
I'm sure you can line
it's
up.
It's sweet.
5 different champagnes.
It's sweet champagne. It works.
It tastes pretty good.
Yeah. What is it? I don't even know how to pronounce it.
My wife picked it out.
No. This one's a J. Roger.
Yeah. You nailed it.
Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Is that a famous brand?
I thought he brought it. Maybe the warm one might be a Moet.
No, they're both. They're both Rosé.
Really? It's Moet. See, we know nothing.
Yeah,
we're a bunch of uncultured dolts.
By the way, Ovi.
They're silly, though.
Here's another good sign for the next round. Ovi leads all skaters in the 2018 Stanley Cup playoffs with 15 road points.
Why are junkies drinking swill champagne with screw-off cap? I sent you a good bottle.
Can you play? Did we hear Trotz's quotes yet where he talked about the closed-door meeting? I haven't heard that yet, have we?
No.
Can you play that? Cut 4. You have that, Valdez?
We had a particular stretch where we weren't so good, and we sort of had a little bit of a closed-door meeting, talked to just sort of spread out the issues that were out there. I didn't know if they were going to respond or not. It was one of those hard talks as a coach that you have with your group. I was very honest. I was very straightforward. And when we got back home, we played one of our best games, and from that point, I think we took a step forward, and we just continually took steps forward. And I think, yes, and it started with that in Colorado, and we got back home, and we started on our journey a little bit together, where we cleared the air, we cleared some things up that we needed to clear, and from that point, it allowed us to grow.
Coach Trotz did close the door meeting after back-to-back clunkers against Nashville and Colorado. Clunkers.
I know
we stunk on ice.
It's weird. It never occurred to me. I don't know why. until I saw the guys have trots, do that little pregame skate.
Yeah, the hot lap.
That these guys seem to like him.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not like a Matt Williams situation or maybe a divided locker room. Most people seem to like Dusty, but there were some questions about did Bryce really support Dusty? You know what I mean? These guys really do
and
seem to like
finally,
him.
And now, finally, after all these years, well, Barry Trotz can't get out of the second round.
Right.
Ovi can't make it out of the second round.
Right.
Don't have to listen to that narrative anymore. It's officially dead.
I hate narratives after, like, you know, three or four things. You know what I mean? Where it's just a small sample size. You've just been on the wrong side of it.
I give Coach Trotz props for the hot lap. It doesn't look easy, especially the taking the knee toward the end.
Right. He did it. What was he? Was he like a minor league stud? Like one of those guys that played in the minors for like 10 years?
I don't know if his career was that long in the minors. I think it was relatively short.
Oh, it was shorter.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to John in Mechanicsville, one of the biggest Caps fans I know. John, what's up,
John,
pal?
This is your day, my friend.
It's yours, Cakes.
What's it's up, yours, John.
Hey, I'm claiming part of it, and I'm just I'm a playoff guy.
Yeah, you get a little bit. JP gets none, let's be honest.
Why, JP? No, he jumped on the bandwagon.
I told you it was over after game two.
JP called it 2 weeks ago when they had a good first period. He said 99% chance they win.
Right.
He was right.
That's
he was
true. Right.
The stars of the series, obviously Ovechkin, Kuznetsov. The number one stars, and this is a tie, the stars of this series, and honestly the stars of the playoff run, are Matt Valdez and Matt Cahill for lifting the Get That Stanley curse.
Clap them up. They deserve a clap.
No, so do you believe in that sort of thing, John? Are you upset that Ovi touched the trophy last night?
No, I don't believe. I'm intelligent. I don't believe in curses.
I have to touch. You're so beautiful.
But I believe in attention dollars for Matt and Matt.
Yes.
They did it. Yeah, I love the guys. Guys, this is great. I mean, you talked about it. It's been 7.5 periods without a goal. I mean, that is insane. That's absurd. Not even a goal hitting a skate and bouncing, like nothing. That's unheard of. Especially
and these
for
numbers,
they've had a shutout all year.
John, listen to these numbers. In elimination games, which they haven't always worked out for Braden Holtby, he has a 1.73 goals against average and a 93.7% save percentage. He comes up huge in elimination games.
It goes to show you he's that good, and they're still strong. It's so hard to win. And that's why I tweeted that last night. That's why, like, I don't believe in just blowing it up when it doesn't work. When you have generational talent, you just keep bringing them back. You tweak it, and you bring them back. You tweak it because you just keep knocking on the door because you've got Ovechkin and Backstrom don't come around every year. You build around that. You don't blow it up when you have, you know, if it hits you 10, 15, 20 times, you don't blow it up. You just keep going.
And that's, right. Even though about 6 weeks ago, Cake said, I don't care if you trade back here, Ovi, blow it up.
Please.
That's in the freezing cold take.
Please don't find that freezing cold take. We already have enough freezing cold takes.
We tweeted at Jokes Radio.
John, are you at home right now or are you on the road to work?
I'm in Northwest D.C. right now, getting ready to go to my first appointment of the day.
So are you still in your car?
I'm still in my car.
All right, why don't you do me a favor? I need you to remove your pants and send us a picture of your pants on the ground.
All right, let me see what I can do.
All right. Porky Piggin.
Thank you, John.
Porky Piggin.
Thank you, John. All right,
buddy. Our next guest will Porky Piggin. We're going to be talking to John Feinstein on a Thursday. He's going to join us coming up at 7:20. We'll talk about the Caps advancing the Stanley Cup Final with him. Tarik El-Bashir covers the Caps for NBC Sports Washington. He'll join us at 8, all right here on the Junkies.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. And joining us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline is our buddy John Feinstein, best-selling author, Washington Post columnist. He's brought to you by Golfdom, located in Tysons, Virginia, or golfdomgolf.com. Visit today to experience the best in golf on and off the course. Golfdom, live the game. Good morning, John.
Fellas, thanks for being flexible and letting me come on this morning because I have a commitment tomorrow morning. So it's good to talk to you.
Of course.
No, of course. Anytime. So,
all good.
Now you grew up an Islanders fan, right?
Yep.
So, and I know that you kind of, as a journalist, you have this thing about not rooting for local teams and that sort of thing, or at least not professionally rooting for the teams. Where do you stand on this? Did you get any enjoyment out of it as a Washingtonian?
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, I am a sports fan in addition to being a reporter, and this Stanley Cup final is a great story, looking at it both ways. You have a team that's existed for 43 years and has never, or played for 43 years and has never won the cup, and you have a team that's played for about 15 minutes and never won the cup. You've got George McPhee coming back to play, you know, to general manage against his old team with the team that he's put together out there in Vegas. And look, the Caps have been through all sorts of terrible disappointments, and they came through when they had to. They got down 3-2. And Braden Holtby dug in and was literally perfect for two games. And also, you know, I thought about this yesterday after Ovechkin scored that first goal. I was thinking right now, I think you can make the case he's the greatest player in NHL history without a Stanley Cup.
Hmm.
So it would be kind of cool to see a guy who I think is in the top 10 of all-time great players. I mean, guys might go back, you know, way back and say, no, he's not in the top 10, he's in the top 15 or top 20, but he's somewhere in there. And it would be cool to see him win the Stanley Cup. So it'll be a fun series to watch. The last two games, frankly, weren't very tension-filled. They were one-sided. The Caps dominated. Holtby did what he had to do. And good for them, you know, good for them.
And, John, of course, I'm sure you had Andre Burakovsky scoring two goals after.
Absolutely. Actually, I had him getting a hat trick, so he fell one short for me.
No, but that is a nice story. A guy who is struggling with his confidence and struggling, you know, to get some meaningful ice time comes up huge to help propel the Caps to the Cup final.
Yeah, but that's what winning championships is about. You know, and Malcolm Butler making an interception on the goal line when nobody knew who the heck he was. And, you know, you go back through history and see guys who were World Series MVPs who no one had ever heard of, and guys making shots who aren't the stars at a given moment. So, it's cool because Burakovsky, as you said, has struggled. He's been a healthy scratch at times, and to see him come through. I mean, a lot of guys, non-stars, have come through in these last two series for the Caps. That's why they're still playing, because you can't just win on the backs of your stars in a team sport. You need the other guys. You know, Michael Jordan used to talk about his supporting cast, but he needed that supporting cast. He needed Pippen, and he needed Cartwright, and he needed Steve Kerr to make a shot and John Paxson to make a shot, as great as he was. And the same is true. We're seeing it with LeBron James right now. He needs more support than he's been getting. He's carried them this far almost single-handedly. If they're going to get past Boston, the other guys are going to have to, you know, at least chip in.
John, what's interesting is what this does so far for Ovi's legacy, as you touched on, but also for Barry Trotz. And, you know, you've been around a long time. We've been around a long time. He's one of the more likable guys to be in this town. A really genuinely likable guy. And it's weird because I was telling the boys, it hadn't occurred to me really until I saw him do that pregame skate thing last night that Ovi normally does. And it just occurred to me, wow, these guys seem to really like him. What do you make?
Well, I mean, yeah, you can't be a successful coach. And Trotz has been a successful coach. He's done everything but win the Stanley Cup. I mean, he took an expansion team in Nashville and made them into a very solid competitive team year in and year out. There are very few guys, coaches, who don't get along with their players who are successful. I mean, you can say what you want about Bill Belichick dealing with the media, but his players will go through a wall for him. And that's one of the reasons, not the only one, but one of the reasons he's won five Super Bowls. One thing, though, guys, think about this. How many dislikable guys have we had on the hockey team through all the years? Most hockey people are good to deal with. I don't know if it's because they're from small towns or because they're not as spoiled as athletes in other sports. Mm-hmm. The only Caps coach that I didn't get along with was Dale Hunter. And it's not that I didn't get along with, it just never said anything. I mean, his answer to every question was, that's the game of hockey. Mm-hmm. No matter what you asked him, that was his answer. And I have a bias against Dale Hunter because of what he did all those years ago to Pierre Turgeon in the playoffs. But every other coach, including Adam Oates, who, you know, some people didn't like within the organization because he was too much of a control freak. But Adam Oates was a joy to deal with as a reporter. So Trotz is part of that line of good guys who coach this team.
What does this do for sort of his future here? Because I still feel like it's up in the air.
I don't.
You don't.
I really don't.
I
mean, Ted is not a guy who fires people. I mean, you got to be really bad or have been, you know, George McPhee and Adam got fired together when they didn't make the playoffs. I think Ted felt, you know, George had been here, I think, 18 years at that point or 17 years, that it was just time to make change for a change's sake. George didn't stop being a good GM. I mean, look what he's done in Vegas. Oates, as I said, people thought he was too much of a control freak. But Ted doesn't fire people. I mean, Ernie Grunfeld's on his about 12th life as GM of the Wizards.
Yeah, I get that. But the sense
but
that
I,
been...
I don't see Trotz going anywhere. Because as you said, people know he's a good coach. They're not. Now, if they had lost to Columbus in the first round, I think he would have been in jeopardy. But I think that they're in the finals. Regardless of what they do, they've done more than any Caps team has done other than the 98 team. I don't see him going anywhere.
All right. That's good to hear.
And by the way, John, you have to love – look, Vegas has done amazing things, surpassed any sort of expectations. But it's not like the Caps are facing the Detroit dynasty that they faced in the late 90s. This is, you know, a team of cast-offs that McPhee and his staff did a really good job of cobbling together.
You can't look past them, Cakes. You can't look past them.
No, I'm not looking past them.
I believe they're 12-3 in this playoff run,
I understand,
giving up less than two goals per game.
But, John, you know this. If the Caps are going to finish this, they have to go through Marc-Andre Fleury. It's only fitting that if the Caps are going to win the Cup, they have to go through the guy that denied them postseason success for so many years with Pittsburgh.
Well, yeah, I mean, Fleury was the goalie in 09 when they beat him in that seventh game when he stopped Ovechkin on that breakaway early in Game 7, and then Penguins won 5-1. Now, Matt Murray was the goalie for most of the last two Stanley Cups. Fleury played some, but Murray was the guy in goal. But it's funny because I talked to George McPhee 2 days ago, and he was going on and on about Fleury, not just his ability to stop pucks, but his leadership and the fact that he's won a Stanley Cup and he knows what it takes. And goalies are rarely the leader on a team, but he says that Fleury has been absolutely the leader on this team. So you're right. They're going to have to go through Fleury. He's been terrific. He had one bad game where he gave up 4 goals in the opener against Winnipeg. Other than that, he's been, you know, almost perfect. Holtby's hot now again, so that's a good thing for the Caps. I think this is going to be a hell of a series. I think it's going to be a 6 or 7-game series because, like you said, these aren't the Red Wings of 1998, but they're not a fluke either. I mean, they had 109 points in the regular season. Like, they're 12-3 in the postseason. They've gone through 3 good teams without ever going farther than a 6th game. They've won in 4, 6-5, and they're tough at home. This was a weird series with Tampa, with the road team winning 5 of 7 games. I would be surprised if that happened in this series. I think it'll be a lot of fun to watch. And I favor the Caps. I think the Caps should win. And the one thing I'll add here is you guys asked me right after the Pittsburgh series, is the season a success if they don't win the Cup because they've beaten the Penguins? And I said no. And I know a lot of your listeners, and I got tweets with, oh, you know, there's Feinstein being a downer again. I would ask all those people, how would you have felt if the Caps had lost last night? How would you have felt if the Caps had lost last night?
Sucked.
This is about winning the Stanley Cup. And they have a better chance than they've ever had in their history because, as you said, even though Vegas is very good, they're not playing the Red Wings in 98.
Yeah.
By the way,
Barry's...
just so people know, Marc-Andre Fleury, 4 shutouts in the playoffs, 1.68 goals against average, 94.7% cap save percentage. He's been ridiculously good.
Yeah,
and he's been great all year, and even better in the playoffs.
But I would argue,
and it's interesting. You know, there's an interesting twist here because remember, the Caps were trying to trade before the draft, the expansion draft. The Caps offered Grubauer to George McPhee in return for not taking Nate Schmidt, and George turned that down. And then it took, because he knew either Fleury or Murray was going to be available from Pittsburgh because you could only protect one goalie. And he turned that down, and he ended up with Schmidt and Fleury.
Hmm. Just getting back to your last point about the Caps, and this is about winning the Cup. Obviously it is, and we have a little bit of a lower bar here because we haven't been this far in such a long time. But I would argue you can bury the same old Caps mantra. I think you could bury that.
Oh, I think so. No, I think you're right. I mean, look, they came from 2-0 down against Columbus after losing the first two games at home. They beat the Penguins, who've been their kryptonite for so many years. And after they kind of went flat after winning the first two games and fell behind 3-2, they come back and win back-to-back shutouts. So, yes, I agree with that. You can bury the same old Caps mantra, but you still want to put up a banner that matters in that building.
Right, right. What do you think this does for hockey in this town? Because I can tell you, just as my, you know, my whole life, basically, being here as a Washingtonian, they've kind of passed the Wizards for me. And I grew up a hoops guy. I grew up in Prince George's County. It's just so much more exciting. You love a winner, obviously. That makes it a lot easier. What do you think it does for hockey? It's not going to be Boston. It's not going to be Detroit. But right. Can it move up a notch?
Well, I'm not sure that it hasn't for the last several years. I mean, remember, the Caps have played to sellouts every night dating back to 2009.
Right.
You know, after they made the rush to get in the playoffs in 2008, lost that seven-game series to the Flyers. From 2009 on, there hadn't been an empty seat in the building. Whereas the Wizards have empty seats every night.
Yeah.
You know, unless they're playing the Cavaliers and unless it's the playoffs, if you're in that building in the first quarter, the building's half empty. Now, it may fill in, but it doesn't fill up.
Right.
So I would make because the Wizards, you know, the Wizards have never gotten past the second round. They've also never had the best record and then failed, which the Caps have done.
Mm-hmm.
So I would make the case that at this moment, at least, the Caps, if they win the Cup, they will be a clear number two for the moment. Now, if the Nats ever get anything done in postseason, I think they'd go back to being number two because baseball is a more popular sport than hockey. Hockey's still a niche sport nationally. But I think it is a step up for hockey in this town. And they're going to continue to draw for a long time, whether they win the Cup or not.
Yeah. No
as
doubt.
Long as they still have Ovi and they keep winning, for
it's,
sure.
It's the most loyal
fan
base.
Yeah, and Ovi's going to be around for a while. Yep.
Yeah, it's the most loyal fan base, for sure. I'd say even more loyal than Skins fans, who are deteriorating.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. And I also think, you know, most fans in most cities are fickle. You guys brought up a good point, bringing up Boston and Detroit as hockey towns, because and the Rangers, too.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what their record is. They sell out every night.
Yeah.
The Knicks sell out every night in New York, even though they've been terrible for a long time. You know, the Red Sox and Cubs rarely have empty seats. Those are towns that have absolute, solid, we're there, win or lose fan bases. Most fan bases are checking out the team's record before they decide whether to spend money on tickets.
Yeah,
no question.
No doubt.
All right, John, thanks for joining us today.
All right, guys, I appreciate it. I'll talk to you, I hope, a week from tomorrow.
Yep, absolutely. Thank you, buddy. Thanks. Appreciate
talk to you
it.
Soon. Thanks, John.
Best-selling author and Washington Post columnist John Feinstein. A little bit later, Tarik El-Bashir from NBC Sports Washington. He'll join us at 8 o'clock. Michael Jenkins, who was at the arena last night, will join us at 9:20. All right here on the Junkies as we celebrate the Washington Capitals advancing to the Stanley Cup Final.
You know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the force has got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like it makes me feel like.
All right, we're celebrating all morning. Capitals advancing to the Stanley Cup Final, 4-0 win in Game 7.
Evie's porky piggy it. Literally has no pants on, and he's waving his underwear.
I'm trying to see
all over the studio.
NBC Sports Washington is so bitter.
Everyone,
so I'm just trying
everyone
to get
take
the
your take your dong sock and wave it around your head.
You might be the only guy with the dong sock in all of DC. I respect the hustle.
The worst part is what he did during the break.
Yeah, I admitted to the guys that
he's porky pigging.
I thought I was just going to porky pig for an hour and then be over it.
Yes,
but it's so freeing. It feels so comfy. I'm just going to do it the whole show.
And for those people in the audience that don't know what porky pigging is, it means you have no bottoms whatsoever and
right.
You're wearing a shirt.
Right, here's
it's
my underwear right
It's a very specific
here.
Look.
This is my underwear. This is what I was wearing.
Smell it, cakes.
Yeah.
No.
That is fresh. I put it on
it's
right before
gross.
I got here. But I told Drabby as he walked in here, you know how when a guy walks in right after you just break wind? And I go, not only did I just break wind, unfiltered. No underwear, no pants. You walked right into one, dude. And whoever sits in this chair, is Duke sitting in this chair?
Oh, well, nah, he's a cakes.
This chair is so I mean, it's got my naked buns on it. And by the way, my butt cheeks are sweating.
By the way, from here on going forward, that chair has to be labeled. That's Edie's chair in perpetuity.
We should probably toss that chair.
All right, yeah. I'm making a request.
A little Lysol.
I'm making a request besides the music.
Yeah.
Let's call Bish.
You want to call him?
You know he's awake. It's 100% chance he's awake.
He's bracing for it.
He's such a negative guy.
Because I know Shorts made a whole article about it on thefandc.com. I got a ton of tweets last night. People like angry at Jason. Legitimately angry, saying he shouldn't be allowed to come back to the show until after the Stanley Cup final.
So, look, he would like that.
What people don't understand is that's how he lives his life. He expects, and I can relate to it on a lot of levels. He expects doom and gloom.
It a lot.
Yeah, I do it in my personal life. Like I expect,
but you do it with the Redskins sometimes. You do it.
I do it when I go to the doctor. I expect a cancer diagnosis every time I go. You know what I mean? So that's how I live my life. Jason is that way, particularly with his sports teams. He expects doom and gloom at all times. He wasn't really trolling Caps fans. He was telling you what he honestly felt.
Yeah.
He was basing it on history.
The history of the Caps is, more often than not, they lose in that spot.
Yeah.
I mean, Ovi and Backstrom had lost 7 times in Game 7s, tied for the most in NHL history.
Yeah. You just got to keep knocking on the door. And the same thing's going to happen to the Nats. I mean, hopefully we'll be around for it. But, I mean, you just got to keep knocking on the door. Eventually, you break through. You do.
I see that look on JP's face. He's thinking about the dynasty. He wants DC to become a Boston.
What if 106.7 The Fan becomes WEEI in Boston?
Well, what do we currently hold the rights to? What do we currently hold the rights to? Because I don't even know. We hold the rights to the Nationals.
Yeah, we're the flagship home.
The Caps. Not the Wizards.
I don't think
we like
the B
team for the Wizards or something?
I don't think we have the Wizards.
We've had them before.
Right.
Virginia Tech football, I believe, is a property that airs here on 106.7 The Fan.
Right. It'd be sweet. Well, listen, still got 4 more to go.
The Washington Castles winning or DC United, we understand. But in the 4 major sports, we now have a team in the final.
Well, and we know it's funny. We had John on, and John had them leaping the Nats already. The Caps leaping the Nats to number 2 in this town.
What success does, EB?
And currently, that's true right now.
It's being a prisoner of the moment.
Yeah, but I don't think big picture it is.
I think ratings-wise, at least regular season, TV side, the Wizards still were drawing more fans than the Caps.
I know for me personally, the Wizards are bottom 4. For me, they've been usurped. They've been passed by the Caps. They're just the hockey is just too exciting. Now, the regular season is a snoozer for me. But come playoffs, it's not even close. I mean, it's not even close.
I mean, it's must-watch TV.
Yeah.
You can't turn away from it.
Right.
I want to throw this out to callers, 800-636-1067. What was your favorite part of the experience last night? Was it Ovi scoring? Like, I thought it was great. Like, you definitely want Ovi to score a game-winning goal in a Game 7 to get the Stanley Cup final. Was it the Tom Wilson fight? Because that fight was awesome.
It was great.
I mean, it was really 2 fights. Like you said, the initial scrap when Kuzi gets his sweater pulled off and Tom Wilson is going bananas.
Right.
And the referee actually has to hold him in check. He goes to the sin bin. And then, I mean, maybe that happens a lot. I don't remember seeing that in hockey where
that
they
happens.
Come right out of it, and just throw down.
It happens.
I mean, could you imagine trying to keep Tom Wilson under control? It's like controlling the Tasmanian devil.
Right.
All he wanted was blood.
Was that your favorite part? Or maybe it's just...
For me,
like,
I think
me,
it might have been the third Burakovsky goal. The third goal, the second one of Burakovsky.
To me, a lot of it is just that the very last moment they showed Ovi, I think with 7 seconds left, they showed that sideline shot of him just screaming like, "Woo!"
Yeah.
Like just that release and then the handshake. Like I'm big on the post-game celebrations and watching the pressers. I stayed up to watch a lot of it last night.
Yeah. I had a hard time going to sleep last night. A lot of people were texting me that they went to sleep with victory buns. I couldn't do it. By the time I got upstairs, my wife was snoring.
I didn't
like
get any videos, Valdez. I know you were imploring people to send
videos
to me.
I was upset. I didn't. I mean, Cakes didn't get any videos.
I've been waiting for 20 years for those videos.
Right.
When we actually probably could have received those videos, we were in much more shock jockery on the show.
Right. I'm surprised I haven't gotten more pictures of guys in their drawers on the floor. I mean,
well, most people don't work in a circus like
this radio from home. Station.
Maybe they're waiting to get into their office and shut their door.
Right.
All right. So tell us what your favorite part was. What was your favorite part?
My favorite part?
Yes.
Can you pick one moment?
I think it was the Ovi snipe early, just to set the tone.
I mean,
62
seconds
in. I know
you've done this several times. Can you show me your celebration? Did you do the old fist bump?
Of course. That was changes. I hop up out of the chair, and I do a couple.
Yeah, but you do this muted celebration. There was no, like, screaming and, like, high-fiving the kids.
No screaming, though. I did want to go out at midnight or whenever the game was over. I wanted to go to my silly 2014 Jeep Grand Cherokee and lay on the horn and do the Caps and see if I would get any response. But I thought the response might be my neighbors calling the police because I'm an idiot and blaring my horn at basically midnight to celebrate the Caps win.
I was about to
pull a Valdez.
Because I have, you know, a baby at home. But I definitely, when Ovi scored, I just was like, yes!
Right.
It was just a yes.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. You can't control yourself.
I don't think she woke up. She's on a different floor.
You know, who cares?
Kippy, it's called unbridled enthusiasm.
Yes.
You have to let it out. I don't do the
fist bump to the dog and everything that Cakes does.
Oh, yeah, that's not going to change.
No, there's mayhem in my house when they score. Everyone's, like, jumping up and down on the couch and, you know, hooting and hollering. And then they're also hooting and hollering at every near miss, you know what I mean, as the puck is, like, rolling across the line or you're getting shots or you're getting opportunities. All right, let's bring out some of these calls. How are you feeling this morning?
It's EB's ultimate celebration
song.
Chumbawamba.
All right, let's do a speed round because we've got Tariq El-Bashir joining us here in about 10 minutes.
All right, let's go to Jaime in Manassas. I love Jaime.
Speed round. Tell us your favorite part.
Hey, I think the Wilson fight. It has to be the Wilson fight. He got his teammates back. He has the whole town's back. And I think that's when he turned it around and show everybody that we can do it. And we're going to go to the Stanley Cups. We roasted the Penguins. We stole the Thunder from the Lightning. And now we're going to deck Vegas.
Nice.
Well, I like the stole the Thunder from the Lightning. I'm sure 1,000 people have done it, and Jaime probably stole it from somebody, but I like it.
Right.
I like that,
I
Jaime.
I will have to say that I got caught up in the enthusiasm of it last night and started to think about us going to Vegas. And who doesn't love Vegas? We're no different. But when we go to Vegas, that means we have to stay up until 3 a.m. and broadcast.
Right.
And listen, we got great jobs. It sucks. But this might be worth it.
Might have to do it.
This might be worth it.
I mean, it's Stanley Cup final. Might warrant a road trip.
Yeah, it really might.
You could use your media pass, too, to get in, couldn't you?
No, not there.
Not there?
They'd have to give us their own. I mean, I think we could probably get it. We're the rights holder. I think we could probably get credentials. I don't think that would be the issue. You know, I'd even be willing, I don't want to say, I'd even be willing to pay my own way. The hotels are nothing. The hotels are nothing. They just get us a free place to broadcast from. It might be worth it. You know what I mean? Why does the station have to pay for it? What if we just broadcast from Entercom Station in Vegas? Or like we've done in the past, from the Bellagio.
Sure, money.
Bellagio?
You paid for it.
They have the studio.
Might be Mandalay Bay.
Mandalay Bay? I mean, I'm sure they'd have us for free.
What happened to the speed round?
Well, I'm talking.
They're not going anywhere, JP.
Yeah, I'm more important than them. Let's go to Joaquin Alexandria. Joaquin, what's up?
Hey, fellas. Man, after the I missed the first two games because I was out of town. So I got called in to go to a watch party for the next couple, and I got disinvited because every time I showed up, the Caps lost. So my favorite part last night was I was walking around Porky Pig in my house, cleaning up the floor, and I get a phone call, hey, check the box scores.
That's all, folks.
And I was so stoked, man, but I was glad they disinvited me because it made the difference.
Well, you know, I know we like to think that we have some sort of impact on the games, and I do the same thing. If the Caps score and my daughter's up in her bedroom, I make her stay for a while. Don't come down. Let's go to Shea Potomac. Shea, what's up? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, guys. Last night, my favorite time of the game was when Tom Wilson punched that dumbass helmet off of that guy's head.
Coburn. Yeah, he destroyed him.
That was a great moment. And I have to say, I typically don't like those fights. I mean, I think it's kind of silly and stupid. But last night it was warranted.
It's a weird ritual where the referees are just all circled around.
It's just
around
so
them,
stupid.
Go, and then all the guys pound their sticks on the ice afterwards. It's very gladiator-esque.
It's very caveman-esque, but I like it.
I was all about it last night. Yes. I was all about it. I think baseball brawls are stupid. I think hockey fights are stupid. But it's part of the game, and especially come playoff time where there's so much emotion riding on it. I'm all in. I'm all in. Let's
do it.
And
then both those guys, they just go straight to the locker room.
Sometimes you guys got to do what you got to do. And that's what had to happen last night. Let's go to Al Hyattsville real quick. Al, what's up?
Hey, yo, what's up, guys? Hey, yo, for real, for me, the best part was watching Tom Wilson go thug on him. That was it. He earned his thug card in the hood. That brother has been approved. I support him. I need more of that because he just put it down. He is thug.
That's what he does.
In the hood in Washington.
That's great. What he does. Plus, he can play, actually.
I said this earlier. My brother's a big hockey fan. He was texting me last night, and he sent me this text. He said, Tom Wilson played on my client's son's team for 5 years. Says he was mean at age 6.
Yeah, I believe it.
Hey, you know what? I love it. We did
we did a show with him over at NBC Sports Washington. I can't
Geico
remember
Football
was.
Central. Yeah.
We did an hour show, whatever it was, half-hour show, Geico Football, whatever we called it. And he couldn't have been more charming.
Super nice.
Couldn't have been more nice, more down to earth.
Now, we weren't on skates wearing the opposing sweater, so of course he's going to be nice to us.
You know, I didn't try to punch him or anything. But he just, you know, it's just, wow. He's got a different side to him.
He came on our show and talked about DeSean Jackson.
Yeah, he was great. He was great.
And the Redskins at the time.
He can flip the switch.
Yeah, yes. He can.
Trust us.
All right, we'll continue to take your calls.
Definitely
the show
getting sweaty buns.
At 800-636-1067. But next, we're going to talk to our Caps insider, Tariq El-Bashir from NBC Sports Washington, here on The Junkies.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.